StoryCorps is made possible through major funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and most importantly, through the support of participants and listeners like you.
Welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. In this episode, we hear from 31-year-old Julio Diaz, a social worker from the Bronx. Diaz has a daily routine. Every night he ends his hour-long subway commute to the Bronx one stop early, just so he can eat at his favorite diner. But one night last month, as Diaz stepped off the train and onto a nearly empty platform, his evening took an unexpected turn.
So I get off the train, you know, I'm walking towards the stairs, and this young teenager pulls out a knife. He wants my money. So I just gave him my wallet and told him, here you go. He starts to leave, and as he's walking away, I'm like, hey, wait a minute, you forgot something. If you're going to be robbing people for the rest of the night, you might as well take my coat to keep you warm. So, you know, he's looking at me like, what's going on here, you know? And he asked me, well, why are you doing this? And I'm like, well, I don't know, man. If you're willing to risk your freedom for a few dollars, then I guess you must really need the money. I mean, all I wanted to do was go get dinner. And if you really want to join me, hey, you're more than welcome. So I'm like, look, you can follow me if you want. You know, I just felt maybe he really needs help. So, you know, we go into the diner where I normally eat. We sit down in the booth, and the manager comes by, the dishwashers come by, the waiters come by to say hi, you know. So the kid was like, man, but you know everybody here. Do you own this place? I'm like, no, I just eat here a lot. He's like, but you're even nice to the dishwasher. I'm like, well, haven't you been taught you should be nice to everybody? So he's like, yeah, but I didn't think people actually behave that way. So I just asked him in the end, I'm like, you know, what is it that you want out of life? He just had almost a sad face. Either he couldn't answer me or he didn't want to. The bill came, and I look at him and I'm like, look, I guess you're going to have to pay for this bill because you have my money and I can't pay for this. So if you give me my wallet back, I'll gladly treat you. He didn't even think about it. He's like, yeah, okay, here you go. So I got my wallet back. And I gave him $20 for, you know, I figure maybe it'll help him. I don't know. And when I gave him the $20, I asked him to give me something in return, which was his knife, and he gave it to me. You know, it's funny because when I told my mom about what happened, you know, no mom wants to hear this, but with her, she was like, well, you know, you're the type of kid that always someone asked you for the time, you gave them your watch. And I figure, you know, you treat people right, you can only hope that they treat you right. It's as simple as it gets in this complicated world.
That's Julio Diaz at StoryCorps in New York City. Many of you wrote in last week in response to the story from our Griot tour. It was Mary Ellen Noon remembering her great-grandmother in Montgomery, Alabama.
Her name was Pinkie Powell. She was a petite woman, probably 95 pounds wet. She never smiled, but I could tell when I looked in her eyes that she really loved me.
During her interview, Mary Ellen told a painful family story. It took place during the Jim Crow era, when her great-grandmother was a young woman and was tortured by a white shop owner simply for having painted her nails.
Every time I look at enamel red finger polish, I have a flashback. And I see red.
Here are some of your letters. Dear Ms. Noon, your story left me in tears. My mother was born at the turn of the century, and my maternal grandmother in 1880. There are so many stories of pain and degradation in our history. Some were shared, but so many were never even whispered. Your grandmother's injustice is part of all our stories now. That is a powerful thing. Thank you. Another listener wrote, Dear Mary Ellen, as a tribute to Mama Pinky, I am going to go out and get my nails painted as bright a color red as I can find. Major support for StoryCorps is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Our podcasts are supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness. Learn more at loveandforgive.org. You can catch StoryCorps on the radio, Tuesdays on NPR's News and Notes, and Fridays on NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.